Translation: My dear friends, O sons of the demons, it is certain that no one bereft of knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been able to liberate himself from material bondage at any time or in any country. Rather, those bereft of knowledge of the Lord are bound by the material laws. They are factually addicted to sense gratification, and their target is woman. Indeed, they are actually playthings in the hands of attractive women. Victimized by such a conception of life, they become surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and thus they are shackled to material bondage. Those who are very much addicted to this conception of life are called demons. Therefore, although you are sons of demons, keep aloof from such persons and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, the origin of all the demigods, because the ultimate goal for the devotees of Narayana is liberation from the bondage of material existence. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj has maintained the philosophical point of view that one should give up the dark well of family life and go to the forest to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Itvatma pasam dihamadrakupam vanam gato yad dharimashvaneta. In this verse also, he stresses the same point. In the history of human society, no one, at any time or any place, has been liberated because of too much affection and attachment for his family. Even in those who are apparently very educated, the same family attachment is there. They cannot give up the association of their families, even in old age or invalidity, for they are attached to sense enjoyment. As we have several times discussed, yan maitunadi vihameti sukham ituchtam, so-called householders are simply attracted by sexual enjoyment. Thus they keep themselves shackled in family life, and furthermore, they want their children to be shackled in the same way. Playing the parts of playboys in the hands of women, they glide down to the darkest regions of material existence. Because they are unable to control their senses, they continue a life of chewing the chewed, and therefore descend to the darkest material regions. One should give up the association of such demons and adhere to the association of devotees. Thus one will be able to be liberated from material bondage.
Jato nakaschit katakuttasid ba vino samatmanam alam samatya vimotitam kama vishan vihara kirami go jan garo visagya tatu vidura parihitta dekhya vettisu sangam vishyatmakesu Upita Narayanam Adibhimam Samukta Sangai Visito Apamarga. So, Visarga and Apamarga. Visarga means creation. So, the important fact is that if we are attached to the material world, maybe very minute quantity, then there will be visarga. Visarga means peace. We have to accept another body. Unless we completely pure, Annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means zero. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karma adanabhidam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti. So, the back to home, back to Godhead, we are trying. That is our ambition, that if we have got a little propensity for material enjoyment, then we may get very better position in the material world ඒනි සග්ගලෝපා හැමලි පැනේ විදෙස්ති තම හැමලි පැනේ කේජිය මුනාල් සෝනි සුමන මහනවසම් very very awful land we cannot imagine how they are awful land the roads are made of pearls diamonds coral the roads are made of that and at the same time no sinful man is admitted there everyone highly elevated, pious. There is no crookedness, no enviousness. So many will find this description in the 8th canto of Sadguloka, Zara, and everything we cannot imagine. But that is also within this material. Within this material. Jādhidīva brtādhīva. He can go there if he wants to go. Just like they are trying, the modern so-called scientists, to go to the moon planet, Mars. According to Shastra, these planets are bedecked to such descriptive facilities. They are also within the heavenly planets. But these rascals are going and they are defined, nobody there, and they take some dust and come back. This is their success. They do not know that they cannot enter in there. They are not meant for ordinary persons. At least those who are sinless, very straightforward, not envious. Anyway, even if we go, āmamma bhavanā lokāna punarāvatti nojya. Listed as in the Bhagavad Gita. This is Sadguru. And above that, bhūdhuvatsar, you have got your guide, Om Bhūrbhuva Sattva Savitū Brahmanam Bhagavadīva. There are other five planets also. Sargarok, Janalok, Tapalok, Mahalok, Sattvalok, Brahmalok. There are 14 sitas of different planetary systems. Chaturdash Bhuvan. And the topmost is Brahmaloka. So even if you go there, there is no relief. Brahma bhavana loka puravat. You have to come back again. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is very serious that visarga. Stop this visarga. Go back directly to Krishna. Don't go even in this, any planetary system within this material world. We have got description of this planetary system, but there is also fight between the demons and the saitya. There is also not peace. There is struggle for existence. Sometimes one party is getting above another party, and sometimes one kingdom is attacked by another party. The demons attacking, demigods, Suti, they are attacking. The struggle for existence is fine everywhere. Brahma Bhumanaya. Therefore, devotee is not interested anywhere within this material, however very opulent it may be, there may be roads, and a straw, the stone, diamond, coral, that does not attract. They are not interested. They are interested to go to Vrindavan and become a grass. This is it. Just like Uddha, as soon as he entered Vrindavan, immediately fell down on the road, thinking that on this street Krishna has walked, his friends have walked, there are footprints. So, this is the ambition of the devotee. They are not interested for diamond roads or pearl roads, no. Pandar Maharaj says that if you, my dear Vrsta friends, you are talking with his friends, they are born of Vrsta family. Vrsta family means Vrstya, Vrstesu Sangam Vishayatma Kirishu. Vrsta means those are material attached. Simply for sense that he is. That is the distinction between the Vrstas and Devas. The Devas, they are also sense acquisition, but they are devotees at the same time, not pure devotees. Their devotion is for material of, they want something. Return. Krishna is also prepared. Krishna takes signs of that. So if you want to enjoy material world, that also you can get by becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna is so pleased, so kind. That was Shastra recommend. Akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaravi. Vibrena bhakti yogena jajita paramam puru. Even if you have a desire to enjoy within this material world, still you take to the sakasa. Krishna is satisfied. So give it. There is no need of doing something else for your material enjoyment. If you want, because we cannot give our material enjoyment, we have been habituated since time immemorial, many lives after many lives, simply for sense gratification. It is not very easy to give up the idea. Therefore, Shastra says, even if you have an idea of sense gratification, it still you take to be wrong. Don't try it other way. Just like the devata. There were facilities for all sense gratification. Sense gratification means udara upastha jiva. Jiva, his tongue, and the belly, and the genital. This is the prime sense that vegetarian sources. Very palatable defects, fill up the belly, as much as possible, and then enjoy sex. This is material. And the spiritual world, these things are absent. In material world, these things are very prominent. So, Prahlad Maharaj warns his friends that if we become attached to this sense that we have, then vimochitam kama vishana vihara kriya nigarjan nigara visarga. Nigar means the root. The root cause of accepting the material world, these things are sensitive. Tato vidura, from distant place, tato vidura parihita daitya, my dear friend, although you are born of this family, I am also born. His father is also Vaishya. Vaishya Sangam Vishasuki. Give up there. Asa Sangma Tayari Vaishnava. Same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So he is Vaishnava. Vaishnava, he immediately explained. What is the duty of Vaishnava? Some devotee asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sir, what is the duty of a Vaishnava? So he immediately replied in two lines. Asasanga tyagi Vaishnava. To give up the company of materialistic person. Then the next question is, who is materialistic? One who is attached to woman, he is also. And Krishna of Bhakta. And one is not a devotee of Krishna. So we have to give up. So that is that for regulative principle, at least no illicit sex. Get yourself married, live like a gentleman. Take responsibility, then gradually he'll be able to give up the sex desire. Unless he give up the sex desire, completely unagitated, there's no possibility of stopping this repetition of material birth. Birth, death, old age, and disease, that is not possible. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises, the Jesu Sangam Vishayatmati. Don't associate it. Asat Sangam, the same thing I've taken. Asat Sangam Tragi Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava business. Don't take any opportunity of Asat, those are materially attached. Very, very difficult association. Then, this password, Upeta Narayanam Adhijivam Samukta Sangai Isika Apavattva. Therefore, association is very Sadatya Siddhartha. Those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, devotion, and service, make your association with them. We are therefore making different centers to give everyone the opportunity to have the association of devotees as far as possible. We are giving shelter, we are giving prasadam, we are giving instruction, we are giving opportunity to worship Krishna. Why? Because people may take the advantage of the association. Narayana. Narayana is not, they cannot associate with Narayana. Narayan and anything executed in the devotional service of Narayan, Krishna, Vishnu, the same category. Narayana Parabhaktya. Narayan means we whose situation is transcendent. Narayan. So, Narayana, as soon as you come in contact with Narayana, then Lakshmi is there. Goddess of fortune is there. We are not worshipping the original members, no. As they have manufactured the world. No, we have nothing to do. It is so called, it is rubbish. Narayana cannot be the original is food. It is all rubbish thing. They manufacture such words, atheist class of man. But we hate to see them. Narayan is always our problem. Sarai Sajya Purna Bhagavan, always. How Narayan can be very poor, very nervous. So, Narayan Adi Devan, so, Mukta Sangai, receive the Apovad. The Apovad means release from this material self. We have several times explained. Pavarga. Pavarga means material suffering. Pav means parisam. Parisam always working hard that night. And Paul went home coming out of my mouth. Paul is still baffled. Paul is fearfulness. Paul, and more. Mritu. At last, death. This is called Pavarga. And Apavarga means just to counteract his Pavarga. In one life, if we try to associate with the devotees and engage in Narayana service, sincerely, maybe little difficult. There is no difficulty. Where is difficulty? You can see practically to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and take prasada. Is there any difficulty? There is no difficulty. It is so pleasing. That was Bhagavad Gita explained. Susukham tottumabha. Susukham. Very easy and pleasing to everybody. Susukham tottum and abha. And whatever you do, that is parvan. That is parvan. So don't wait for another life. I have done so much for my now again. No. Finish this immediately in this life. Do not wait for Susukham Kostumabha. Krishna consciousness means fully become detached with this material enjoyment. Simply become engaged in Krishna life. Your life will be successful. Thank you. Thank you.